Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue our coverage of the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee, welcome back to the show. I want to welcome to the show Bridge Colby, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Strategy and Force Development in the Trump administration. Nice to see you.
Great to be with you, Rich.
So you're in the Pentagon. That must have been fun.
Fun maybe is not quite the word. I felt like it was gratifying to be able to do something, hopefully, for the country and the Trump administration. So
let's talk about foreign policy. That's the theme today. We're talking about making America strong again. And J.D. Vance, the Vice President of the United States, hopefully, knock on wood, he's going to be announced to give his big speech tonight, of course. You happy with that pick?
Very happy. Very happy. I mean, I think it's a tremendous pick. I'm sincerely just super motivated. I don't speak for the president or for Senator Vance or the campaign, but I'm just so jazzed to help this ticket out. I mean, as the platform said, that I know President Trump had a personal hand in editing. It's one that's common sense, putting Americans' interests first, a strong America, one that's, you know, has a strong military, but it's used sparingly, that reindustrializes so we can produce not only all kinds of stuff, but weapons for our own people, but also to give to those of our friends who are willing to fight their own battles. I just think, you know, the world's in such bad shape right now, and we're on the precipice of World War III, as President Trump says. We really need a fundamental change. And it can't come soon enough. And I think this ticket's a great, you know, the answer for it.
So when we talk about, you mentioned to me a realistic foreign policy for America, something that Trump believes in and Vance certainly does.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Well, I mean, again, I don't speak for them, but I just think there's this. We've gotten into since the collapse of the Soviet Union, this kind of like our ambitions have gotten, our appetites gotten way ahead of our ability to sort of cash those checks, if you'll forgive the mixed metaphor. But you know, we're saying we're going to pacify the world, we're going to stabilize the Middle East, we're going to turn Afghanistan and democracy. We're going to turn China into Russia into friends. We're going to defend every corner of the world. And then at the end of the day, you know, we've used up a lot on these forever wars that President Trump and Senator Vance have rightly criticized. We've used up a lot of our military capability and readiness. We've used up the goodwill of the American people, particularly our servicemen and women and their families. We've spent a tremendous amount of money. And now we're in a situation 25 years ago, the Chinese military was a blip on the horizon for us, and now we're worried they could beat us in a big war. We've never lost a major war before. We pulled out of Indochina. We pulled out of Afghanistan. We've never lost in a toe-to-toe war with a major power. That would be unprecedented for us. And I think it's gotten tremendously worse under the Biden administration because, you know, Biden goes out there handing out guarantees and security commitments and big pledges like candy, but he doesn't back them up. You know, he talks like JFK, but he spends like Bill Clinton. And now we're in a position where we're really teetering on the precipice. And I think a practical, common sense position of peace through strength. Strength you got to have as the foundation. But also, we're not looking necessarily for a fight. If you pick a fight with us, we're not the guy you want to pick a fight with. And more of the speak softly and carry a big stick. We're not going to go around poking these guys in the eye unnecessarily. We're open to a modus vivendi, but from a position of strength, and don't mess with the American people's interests.
And also, too, when it comes to being spread too thin around the world,
right,
we got to stop that.
Totally. I mean, and that's like, look, this is the thing. You know, you got Joe Biden. He talks about our foreign policy like it's sacred. I'm sorry, time out. The whole point of America is that politics is not sacred, and foreign policy in particular. I think it should be looked at like a business. And I mean, President Trump and Senator Vance, both successful businessmen. If you give somebody money to invest, you want to get a return. You don't want to hear them lecture you. And I think that is a real spreading us too thin. They've run this foreign policy very badly, where now we're on the precipice of a lot of these, you know, debts being called in at the same time, and we could be in really bad shape. And I think Senator Vance has been incredibly articulate in the last few years about saying, look, we got to be real. We need to reindustrialize. We need to get our military readiness back. But we cannot just wave a magic wand. And frankly, a lot of people in the party who are unhappy about that. And look, we all got to come together. But some of these are the people, the sort of old guard that, you know, were very involved in the Iraq War and the nation building campaign in Afghanistan. And I think what we're seeing is, like, you know, everybody should get together. We all want a strong America, but we got to get more practical and realistic.
What do we do about Ukraine?
Well, my own view is, I mean, I think it makes sense to try to make peace. I certainly support the president's initiative there. I think the Ukrainians are fighting a just cause. I mean, they were invaded. I think Putin's invasion of Ukraine is evil. But again, getting back to like a kind of business-like practical idea, it's not our job or our responsibility to solve all the world's problems, A. B, we got a much bigger external threat from China, 10 times the GDP of Russia, far more formidable challenge. So we got to focus on that. We got limited resources. And hey, by the way, numerous European economies are larger than the economy of Russia, including Germany, the United Kingdom, France, or at least, so they can take care of a much bigger part of this responsibility. And this is what President Trump said in his Truth Social post a couple months ago. He said, look, this is primarily a European problem. They should be taking the primary responsibility. And by the way, we've already given almost $200 billion and tons of weapons that are going to take a long time to recapitalize. So, you know, to me, hopefully we get peace. Even if there's peace, the Ukrainians are going to have a strong defense. So, but I think that's got to be primarily the Europeans. And I've been talking a lot to European media. I say, look, a lot of them have, you know, they're wringing their hands and whatever. I say, look, man, stop all the hand-wringing. What's clear, and President Trump and Senator Vance are doing you a favor, they're giving you fair warning. This is where things are going, no matter what happens. The smart move for you is to rearm, be more self-reliant, be pragmatic. And by the way, there are European governments and Asian governments that are doing that, including ones that are on the other side of the political spectrum, like in the United Kingdom.
And last question I want to ask you, Bridge, because I know you got to run, but how much does our energy independence play into all this?
Huge. I mean, huge. I mean, look, come on. Energy independence is so important for our economy. It takes away the leverage of countries like Iran and Russia over us. I think that's just a no-brainer. I think this is where, and I know there's been a lot of thinking about the deregulation, I just hope it can be rectified quickly. A lot of things that we're going to struggle with, you know, we as a country after the Biden administration, they go back even farther, right? And they're going to take a long time to unwind. But I think energy independence is just, it's such a no-brainer.
Good. Bridge, Colby, great to see you.
You too,
appreciate
Rich.
Your work and appreciate your strategic thinking in this very important area.
Pleasure.
So thanks for stopping by. All right, as we continue along here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHE live from Milwaukee, we've got Caroline joining us. All right, so we'll take a quick guest switch. You want to help Matt with that? And we'll switch guests and we'll bring Caroline in. So we're still on the air, Matt, so if you can just help him with that, that'd be great. Thank you very much. All right, we're live from Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. We'll bring Caroline Sunshine in here to say a quick hello to all of us. And It's a lot going on. It's a busy day. We got great people stopping by every second. But Caroline, it's wonderful to see you in person. How are you?
I am always better than Joe Biden outside the hours of 10 and 4 p.m., as I like to say. Thank you. We're in very high spirits here. President Trump's in high spirits.
Good.
Great energy here, as you've been seeing every day. So thanks for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. And it seems like it's a great convention. Everybody seems really happy and excited.
We don't have a reason not to be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have truly as fearless as a fighter as it comes. And President Trump, I think you've seen the reactions of the crowd each night walking, seeing President Trump walk into those arenas. I think it's been really moving for mm-hmm. people. I think it's just stirring a deep love of country and patriotism in people. We have 50,000 patriots here with us this
wow.
week. Gosh, what incredible energy. And President Trump, just as a person, as a man, really inspiring presence. And then you see the great Americans that have been on stage talking with deep honesty and authenticity about their own suffering. I mean, we hear from a mother who lost her son to fentanyl poisoning. We hear from another mother, right, who mentioned that her son was a combat veteran but was killed here in the United States because of, let's be honest, DA Alan Bragg. She laid the blame at his feet, right, saying we have to do more to make our country safe again. So, yeah, it is. Everything's in really high spirits here. Really great week for our party, but really great week for our country.
Tonight, J.D. Vance is going to speak. I mean, everybody's fired up about the pick. Everybody I've talked to said it's a great pick. They're excited.
I'm so excited that President Trump, I call President Trump the great American fighter. I think Ronald Reagan was the great communicator. President Trump is the great American fighter. I think he selected another fighter in J.D. Vance by adding him to this mm-hmm. vice presidential ticket. I know for a lot of Americans tonight, it might be the first time they're hearing J.D. Vance's name or the first time they're hearing his voice. He's a remarkable American with a really unique American life story. You know, President Trump always talks about fighting for the forgotten men and women of America. That's who this convention is dedicated to this week. J.D. Vance comes from one of those communities. Also, you know, today we're talking about making America strong again. President Trump, of course, is the only president in the modern era to not start a new war,
right,
to keep us out of wars. As he
right.
mentioned, Vladimir Putin wouldn't have invaded Ukraine if he didn't watch Joe Biden's abysmal withdrawal of Afghanistan, where Joe Biden then forgot the 13 U.S. troops who died under his watch. But I think this is also where J.D. Vance is a really unique asset to this ticket, and I'm excited for the American people to get to hear from him because, as I said, he's a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine, and he fought for our country during the global wars on terror. And so he has a soldier's perspective when it comes to our foreign policy and keeping us out of wars that don't benefit America, don't benefit our soldiers, just a really, really unique perspective. So really excited for him to take the stage tonight, and I think the American people are going to fall in love with him the same way that our movement has. So.
You know, Dave McCormick spoke last night,
yeah.
Senate candidate for Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He had a great reception. Dave was on with me earlier. I'll play the interview in a little bit. But I think that the key to winning Pennsylvania is going to be a lot about talking about the jobs we've lost
yeah.
and energy independence. Those are going to be two key factors in winning the state of Pennsylvania, no doubt about it. Certainly, there was an article in the Philadelphia Inquirer yesterday. J.D. Vance being on the ticket probably helps with Pennsylvania, too, because of that closeness with Ohio and Pennsylvania, the same kind of thinking about the Rust Belt in general.
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, J.D. Vance comes from one of these communities of forgotten men and women where, look, especially Joe Biden's policies, but also the policies of the Democrat Party for some time now have been really, really difficult on our Rust Belt states. And like you said, in Pennsylvania, you look at, for example, like Joe Biden's electric vehicle mandate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't something that anybody wants. It's not something anybody voted for. I mean, it's being done in a really unconstitutional manner, but it's just not something that people want. The economy has been, gosh, so tough. You know, I see, look, we're here to unify the country, but we have to also, like, get our facts straight before we can unify the country, too. I see the Biden campaign saying, oh, no, there's all these mainstream economists who are saying the economy is doing better than ever. I'm like, try telling that
yeah.
to the American people. Like, try
right.
telling that to people who are going to the gas pump and it's $5 a gallon and they're going to the grocery store in Pennsylvania and it's $6.19 for a bag of chips, right? So, like you said, there's a lot of people in politics, I think, who kind of fake it till they make it. They pretend that they're maybe from a specific demographic community.
Sure.
They really know what it's like to be like the
yeah,
common man.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, J.D. Vance isn't one of those people. He really came from pretty humble beginnings, and I think he's proud of where he's from. I think that's so important, too, like to be
mm-hmm.
proud of where you come from
yeah.
in life. I think he's proud of where he came from, and, yeah, I think he's going to keep resonating with people, yes, in the Rust Belt, just very excited for them to get to know him.
You came from California, right?
I did. I came from very liberal California, regrettably.
So, I mean, you know, if they talk about Gavin Newsom potentially being swapped in if Joe Biden drops out, which, you know, they're restarting all those calls now to do that. I think he loses too. I don't see Gavin Newsom being the savior. I mean, he just signed that bill into law saying parents can't know if their kids identify as a different gender at schools. Parents aren't going to put up with that, and his economy's a disaster. You left California. You were smart.
I did. I'm grateful. Yeah. I was like, I'm a California refugee. Yeah, I had to get out from under the watch of a guy who, like Gavin Newsom, shows up to five-star restaurants during the pandemic at the French Laundry. Nobody more in touch with the American people than a guy like that.
Wine for me, but not for thee, right? Yes, of course, Caroline Sunshine, absolutely. But no, I mean, it is something of the sense of the left in terms of their spending and just the way that they have destroyed this economy with all their work policies. I mean, I love when I see a McDonald's commercial and they go, prices higher in California. That always makes me laugh. And here's our $5 menu deal, but yeah, not available in California.
Well, like I said, look, we all know that Joe Biden might be a few French fries short of a Happy Meal.
That's one way to put it.
But I mean, if you have seen the cost of a Happy Meal these days, and a Big Mac costs $7.49. It's an 87.7% increase from 5 years ago.
Look at you rattling off those numbers. I'm impressed.
It's because I go to McDonald's more than I care to admit on your show.
Well, because you work for the guy who loves McDonald's.
Hey, what's not to love about the Golden Arches? We love them.
Were you there in Butler on Saturday?
I was not.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. But I'm glad he's doing well. I'm glad everybody's doing really well. I appreciate you stopping by. Congrats on the convention so far. It's going great. And we're excited for J.D. Vance's speech tonight and for the president tomorrow night. So
Thank you,
Caroline
for being
Sunshine.
Here.
And follow Caroline on social media at CSunshine. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back live from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Don't go away.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio. Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Will Joe Biden survive this? Will Joe Biden make it? And will we have a different Democrat candidate? That's the question. By the way, we got some great guests still coming up on the show today, tomorrow. We're loaded up, and it's a lot of fun. I will say that these conventions are chaotic, no doubt about it. It's an ever-flowing process, so thank you for your patience as we move guests in and out and we camera and everything else. But that's how we roll, and we roll, and we do our best, and somehow it all comes together. I don't know. We don't have a giant production team with us. Like, I'm actually kind of laughing because there's, like, Clay and Buck are here, and they're nationally syndicated, and I think they've got, like, 11 people helping them, and it's literally just me and DeSantis. So that's all I got. I also have not eaten much today. I did buy this gigantic bowl of popcorn, but I regretted it instantly. It's stale, and I also should
it's
not be
fine.
Eating popcorn.
It's good popcorn. I like it.
Well, then eat it, DeSantis.
It's very salty, though.
I'm giving it to you. I'm letting you have the bowl of popcorn, the giant bowl of popcorn.
Your dirty hands were all over it, though. He's eating it by, like, the fistful.
I had to. I mean, you need some nourishment. They have nothing here in the arena. Steve Scalise last night wrapped his RNC speech with his take on the Trump assassination attempt. Let's cue up cut number 7, Jimmy. Steve Scalise, of course, is a guy who also understands the craziness of the whack job lefties. You know, we have not had a situation where Republicans have gone out there, conservatives, and started firing and killing people. This seems to be something that the left is very good at because their policies are insane, and they attract insane people to them when they hear over and over again. And I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing that if a guy believes that he's stopping Adolf Hitler, he may be thinking that he's on the side of right. But nevertheless, here's Steve Scalise, cut 7.
I need to say something about Saturday's attempt on President Trump's life. Many of you know I was the survivor of a politically motivated shooting in 2017. Not many know that while I was fighting for my life, Donald Trump was one of the first to come console my family at the hospital. That's the kind of leader he is. Courageous under fire. Compassionate towards others. Let's put Donald Trump back in the White House this November so we can make America great again. God bless you. May Donald Trump continue to receive God's blessing, and God bless these great United States of America.
There you go. Good for him. That was a great speech last night by Steve Scalise. And this is what I wanted to share with you as well. A mom last night who was talking about keeping America safe. That was the theme last night, keeping America safe, making America safe again. Today it's about making America strong again. So here's this American mom, got a standing ovation, and she talked about the fact, her name is Ann Funder, and she did a great job, mother, whose son Weston died from a fatal overdose of fentanyl. She spoke with the RNC in Milwaukee last night. Fentanyl is something we know all too well in Philadelphia, do we not? We know all too well the streets of Kensington literally look like The Walking Dead. Cut number 9.
In a moment of peer pressure, he tried something that someone gave to him, and it took my baby's life. We did everything right. I had those conversations with him, and fentanyl still found my son. And on February 27th, 2022, our lives were shattered and our baby was gone. This was not an overdose, it was a poisoning. His whole future, everything we ever wanted for him, was ripped away in an instant. And Joe Biden does nothing. I hold Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the border czar, what a joke, and Gavin Newsom, and every Democrat who supports open borders responsible for the death of my son.
You can hear the pain in her voice. You really do. And listen, the reality is that there are a lot of people who have dealt with fentanyl and addiction in this country and overdose, and it resonates with them. It truly does. because the border's wide open. And we know that they make fentanyl in China. They bring it to Mexico. It's assembled by the cartels. The cartels smuggle it into the country. They rent Airbnbs in Los Angeles, and then they ship it out across the country where it winds up on the streets of Philadelphia, for example. We know these things. These things happen all the time. And that is what we have to deal with by having an open border. That is the crisis that we're dealing with right now. Listen, as we continue along here live from the Republican National Convention, one other thing I want to mention for you as well is that this issue of unity is absolutely the theme of this convention. You see the unity with these former presidential candidates who all came out, ran against Trump, and now they're all backing him for president. They all spoke last night at the convention. And you know what? The Democrats and the left and the corporate media hate that. So there was a roundtable on CNN with Anderson Cooper, Scott Jennings, Kate Bedingfield, Alyssa Farah, Griffin, and Van Jones. And they did not like the fact that there's unity. They're not happy about it. So Van Jones and Bedingfield clash with Scott Jennings over this issue because they know, those guys know that unity for the Republican Party spells victory. And the Democrat disarray, the civil war that's going on right now is the exact opposite of that. Cut number 10. Cut 10, Jimmy.
The bottom line tonight is the RNC delivered hit after hit, and the entire thing was aimed at unity, unity. And the party is unified, and it's functioning, and it's against the backdrop of an opposing party that is stuck with an unpopular incumbent who cannot find his way out of a wet paper sack right now. Two nights of this convention are done. Both of them have been a success. And now we're going to hear from the candidates for the next 2 weeks.
The unity message, though, I think a lot of people thought going into this was a unity of the country. You're talking about unity of the Republican Party.
It's a Republican Party convention. Right.
No, unity for Trump. Unity in service of Trump. Unity in surrender to Trump. Unity in servile obedience to Trump. But not unity for the people in the country who felt insulted and left out by a lot of this stuff. Listen, if this is the unity you're talking about, it's the unity that scares me.
Can I just say quickly that I mean, the test I think you were laying out earlier in our conversation was, you know, Trump can put this race away if he reaches out to the country and he displays unity. And you had, I mean, the DeSantis speech couldn't have been farther from an attempt to do that. I mean, that was like red meat, the most divisive kind of language.
This is
by your own standard.
Last night you were saying that we got to start calling Trump Hitler again because J.D. Vance is on the ticket. Now it's Ron DeSantis.
I absolutely did not.
Look, it's a political convention, and somebody's going to make a political speech. The thing that will matter is what Trump says Thursday. I'm hopeful. I hope I'm right. Maybe I won't be, but I hope I'm right. But so far, the political party is delivering a political convention.
And let's be clear, no one at this table has said anything as offensive about Donald Trump as J.D. Vance has. But I do want to note one thing. Donald Trump was not threatened by everyone tonight. There were strong performances. There were some that were less strong.
Let me just jump. Thank you, Jim. Thanks. Let me just say, for the record, that I don't know why Scott Jennings goes on CNN. I really don't. I don't know why you need to want to be the lone voice of reason among five or six other people who are all clearly crazy. I don't know exactly why you want to do this, but they are already attacking J.D. Vance and Trump again with calls of him having extremist rhetoric. And yes, they're saying he's even worse. J.D. Vance is even worse than Trump. And that J.D. Vance is even, if you can believe it now, is even a bigger, I think Van Jones called it a bigger virus because of the fact of his nationalism. So they're not directly coming out and saying Hitler, but they're flirting with Hitler. It's Hitler-esque, if I dare say, in their language that they use about him. Hitler-esque, Hitlerian. They're getting around it by not saying the H word, but they're still saying all the things that Hitler embodies about J.D. Vance now. So that's what's happening. But I don't know why you go on that. I hope he gets paid a lot of money to be on there. That's all I can say. I hope he's not doing it for free. All right, listen, we got a great guest coming up. Really, really excited about this. But I want to tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding as we continue here on the show. When it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable lifetime, warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know the times are tough for my listeners, for everybody out there, they're offering each and every one of you an inflation relief discount of 10%. 10% off windows, Anderson Windows, roofing, siding, and doors. You got the lifetime warranted Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. So don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677. Or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding, and make sure you tell them I sent you.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
There is a upcoming movie coming out. It's like Twister, kind of the whole thing, that the movie Twister. Remember the tornado movie years and years ago? Well, they have a new one coming out. They have a new version of it, I guess. And people love these kind of big screen action blockbuster movies, of course. Well, Twisters is the I guess, sequel to it. Well, according to The Hollywood Reporter, director Lee Isaac Chung refused to bring climate change into the movie. Now, this makes me very, very happy. But I think it also shows you how we're winning. Twister's director on not mentioning climate change, movies shouldn't preach a message. Bravo. I think it's fantastic. Bravo. It's exactly right. They should not preach a message. So the storm-chasing sequel, Twisters, racking up positive reviews, is currently at 84% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and continues a much-needed summer of Glenn Powell. The film chronicles an unprecedented outbreak of violent storms, of meteorological jargon. But the one thing Twisters doesn't have, a reference to climate change. They write, this is rather surprising. The possible impact of climate change on tornadoes is complicated and still being figured out, but scientists seem to agree tornado patterns are changing, with more tornadoes happening on the same days and more tornadoes happening outside of Tornado Alley, even if the number of tornadoes overall is unchanged. This is The Hollywood Reporter writing this, by the way. In any case, the American Red Cross recently told ABC News that the climate crisis is forcing the American Red Cross to respond to nearly twice as many large disasters as we did a decade ago. So if you're making a 2024 movie about a tornado outbreak, the likes of which have never been seen before, they say there's a rather convenient raison d'etre. I don't know how to say that. It's French. Sitting right there. Simply have Daisy Edgar-Jones frantically looking at some Doppler radar and mutter an actual study statistic like, quote, the Bulletin of the American Meteorological Society projected a 6.8% nationwide increase in the frequency of supercell thunderstorms by the end of the century because of global warming, but nothing like this. That's what The Hollywood Reporter wants to be in the movie. But to hear director Lee Isaac Chung tell it, even such a throwaway reference would be like beating Red State moviegoers over the head with a DVD copy of An Inconvenient Truth. I just wanted to make sure that with the movie, we don't ever feel like it is putting forward any message. I just don't feel like films are meant to be message-oriented. Good for the director. I mean, bravo. Thank you. I want to go away and escape for 2 hours and get an even bigger bin of popcorn than this outrageously obnoxious bin of popcorn that I'm not eating at the Republican National Convention, because I'll fall asleep if I do. You can see we've barely made a dent. You go to the movies, this is a small, I think. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm showing this gigantic popcorn thing they got here at the Panther Arena, but I think it's a small. I like to go. I want to go for 2 hours. I want to escape. I don't want to be lectured. I don't want to hear any subtle themes of anything, and I don't want movies to be used as propaganda. That's me. Everybody can do their own thing. There's a scene where a local farmer, played by Maura Tierney, says that storms and floods are becoming more frequent, but she doesn't mention climate change. How dare she? How dare she not mention climate change? Says, I think what we are doing is showing the reality of what's happening on the ground. We don't shy away from saying that things are changing. I wanted to make sure that we are never creating a feeling that we are preaching a message, because that's certainly not what I think cinema should be about, the director said. I think it should be a reflection of the world. Okay, at least a reflection of studio caution during polarized times when looking for a summer movie hit. the reporter concludes, the writer for the Hollywood Reporter. Maybe it's just these studios want to make money, and people are not going to spend money and then get lectured. They don't want it. Is that possible? I know, what a novel idea. What a novel concept. We don't want to be lectured, so if you're going to lecture us, I'm not going to pay what is now an exorbitant amount of money to go to the movies. Between the tickets and the popcorn and the candy and the drinks and everything else, it's a lot of money. So I want to go and escape for 2 hours. I don't want to be lectured. I'm going to see Deadpool next week. I already got my tickets, Deadpool v. Wolverine. Going with my buddies, the Scope Brothers. I'm excited for that. I know I'm not going to be lectured there. Those movies are very politically incorrect. Very, very politically incorrect. No one is spared. Good. I like that. Now, look, if you want to be lectured at movies, if you want to go to a movie and be lectured for 2 hours that either men are terrible, or that men are toxic, or that men are the worst, or that men are not necessary, or that men should just chop it off and just hand it in to the Women's History Museum or whatever, that's fine. Knock yourself out. I don't need social commentary in my movies. I don't. And I'm glad the director didn't do this. And because of this fact, I'll go see this movie now. Because it looked good. Certain movies you want to see on the big screen anyway. You know what I mean? You want to see on the big screen because they're big. And this is what I talked about yesterday with David A.R. White and Superman himself, Dean Cain. I talked about the fact that movie theaters are important. They're important. Now, by the way, they make movies that have an actual agenda. They don't hide from that. They make Christian-based, faith-based movies. That's fine if you know what you're getting up front. Like, if it's a climate change movie, you know what you're getting. I'm okay with that. What I have a problem with is, I have a problem when they try to sneak it in subtly, but they tell me I'm not going to... They advertise it as being a big action movie about dinosaurs, but actually what it's really about is the extinction of mankind because of climate change. And you get lectured and you go, I didn't sign up for this. I mean, like, if I know what I'm getting, then fine. If I don't know what I'm getting, then not fine. Because then what's going to happen is I'm going to feel like you've fooled me into that movie seat. But we talked about with those guys yesterday the importance of keeping movie theaters going because they create a lot of jobs and they're important. They pay a lot of property taxes. I know some people hate the idea of Hollywood because there are a bunch of lefties, but not everybody is. There's a lot of people in that industry who work very hard. The key grip people. What do you think the guys doing the set design, the building of the sets, the guys that hold the microphones, all those Teamsters that work on those movie sets, the caterers, all the small businesses, who do you think they're voting for in this election? I know who they're voting for. They're voting for Donald Trump. Now, many of them might be in California and their vote may not matter, but they hate Gavin Newsom more than anybody. And they're all voting red, those guys. People that work for a living in unions, they're 100% on board with MAGA. Of course they are, because they work for a living and they don't want to see their money just going up in flames. That's the truth. By the way, Caroline Sunshine was wonderful. Is she platinum blonde? Is that what that is? Is that platinum at the Santas? I believe that is platinum.
I mean, I'm not a hairstylist, but that's what I would classify it as, yeah.
Platinum.
I think so.
I should go platinum blonde. Do you think how I would look if I was platinum blonde?
I don't want to know.
I don't think I could pull it off.
I'm sure somebody in the Zioli army can piece together something.
Please don't.
Ah, they're great at Photoshop. They can do it.
Is that a California thing, the platinum?
Oh, for sure. That's not something we see too often in New Jersey.
No, we don't typically see that in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. And I think I would look like a freak. I'd stand out at the convention, though, if I was rocking the platinum blonde hair.
You'd get more attention, that's for sure. I don't know if it would be good attention, though.
Yeah, it's true, right? Now, how come Taibbi's talking to Jack and he's not talking to us? It's my question. That's not Taibbi. Never mind.
No, I don't.
That's
know.
His doppelganger. I think Sobiec should go platinum blonde. What do you think? I think Jack would look good as a platinum blonde.
I'm sure someone in the Zioli army can take care of that as well.
Now, the New York Times is lamenting the return of Donald Trump. They have this scare piece, this horror action coming to you. Ready? It's entitled this: What Trump 2.0 Could Mean for the Environment. If Donald Trump returns to the White House, he would likely face fewer legal and bureaucratic obstacles to dramatically remake the EPA. That's right, because of Chevron, and hopefully because of Project 2025, Brad Palmer and Lisa Friedman writing this point, as President Donald Trump's sweeping attempts to roll back federal environmental regulations were often stymied by the courts, that's the woman I mentioned, by a lack of experience, even by internal resistance from government employees. But if he retakes the White House in November, Mr. Trump would be in a far better position to dismantle environmental and climate rules, aided by more sympathetic judges and conservative allies who are already mapping out ways to bend federal agencies to the president's will. Don't you love the fear factor, the fear mongering? It's going to be easier, said Myron Abel, who led the transition at the Environmental Protection Agency after Mr. Trump won in 2016. They're going to have better people, more committed people, more experienced people. They'll be able to move more quickly and more successfully, in my view. Good. Bravo. I would like to shut the EPA down. Shut it down. What the hell do you even need it for? Is there a state in this country right now that is not going to protect its water, is not going to try to protect its air for its citizens? Of course. Every state wants to do that. I want good drinking water. I want healthy drinking water. Everybody does. Not 100% of us want to drink safe water. Like, nobody wants to turn on the tap and go, yay, look at this toxic sludge coming out. This is fantastic. Give me more of this. Mmm. A little lime juice in there. Make a toxic sludge cocktail. I have, as you know, an affinity for large ice cubes when I have a cocktail. You remember back in Disneyland, I paid $4.25 for a gigantic ice cube. Well, I make my own. Ice. It's a very complicated process. I have to put water to an ice cube tray and freeze it. I know. I'm very good at it, though. I'm an excellent ice cube chef. I guess ice cubeologist. I want to make sure that when my guests come over and I pour them a fine cocktail, Buffalo Trace or something, or I understand my buddy AJ and my buddy Dave have a bottle of Angel's Envy for me for bringing them to the Jack Carr event. So I'm looking forward to getting that. And my formerly pangolin-stained fingers. Well, when I pour that Angel's Envy over a nice ice cube, I want it to be clear ice, preferably made with the tears of liberals. But I want it to be clean so that my guests don't die and that nobody gets sick from drinking my ice cubes. I think it's a common sense thing. But the EPA, what they do is they wind up destroying businesses by going after those businesses with cumbersome regulations, burdensome regulations that they just make up, that are not passed by Congress, and the EPA just puts them in place. See, that's the difference. You could have the regulations passed on the federal level, and then you could have them enforced on the state level if you wanted to. Because, again, I don't know a governor who's going to go out there and go, we're hoping to poison our people, and we're hoping that they all get cancer and die, and we're hoping that we can achieve that faster with polluted water and polluted air. And we're looking to do our best. Because the argument from the left is, well, yeah, but it crosses state lines. What does? The air. Yeah, and what? So what? I don't understand your point here. What does that have to do with anything? You think the people in one state are purposely hoping to get their neighbors in other states sick? I don't get that exactly. But nevertheless, the EPA persists for now. So then what you got to do is you got to get good people in there who can reform the agency, turn it around, and make it one that is not burdensome and creates its own rules out of thin air. One that actually works. To do that, though, would require getting rid of all of the present people that are there, all the current people. And, you know, one good tell that the left is full of crap about everything, well, we know they are, but is that when you bring up Project 2025, for example, and I said this yesterday to Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, when you bring up Project 2025, and, you know, the left freaks out, they go, oh, my God, bureaucrats. Won't be able to run this country anymore. You bring up Chevron being overturned. They go, oh, God, all these wonderful, talented bureaucrats won't be able to just do whatever they want. We have to actually answer and have the legislative process work again. If you had bureaucrats at the EPA right now who were undermining Joe Biden's wacky green climate agenda, they'd be booted out of there right on their ass. But, excuse me, kids in the car. I didn't say earmuffs. They'd be booted out so fast your head would spin. So give me a break, all right? Give me a break. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, as we continue along the show here today on a very, very busy convention day. And we'll be right back live from Milwaukee. Don't go away.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
We don't know who the Democrat nominee for vice president is going to be, so we can't lock in a date before their convention. To do so would be unfair to Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
There is a upcoming movie coming out. It's like Twister, the kind of the whole thing, that the movie Twister. Remember the Tornado movie years and years ago? Well, they have a new one coming out. They have a new version of it, I guess. And people love these kind of big screen action blockbuster movies, of course. Well, Twisters is the I guess, sequel to it. Well, according to The Hollywood Reporter, director Lee Isaac Chung refused to bring climate change into the movie. Now, this makes me very, very happy. But I think it also shows you how we're winning. Twister's director on not mentioning climate change, movies shouldn't preach a message. Bravo. I think it's fantastic. Bravo. It's exactly right. They should not preach a message. So the storm-chasing sequel, Twisters, racking up positive reviews, is currently at 84% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and continues a much-needed summer of Glenn Powell. The film chronicles an unprecedented outbreak of violent storms, of meteorological jargon. But the one thing Twisters doesn't have, a reference to climate change. They write, this is rather surprising. The possible impact of climate change on tornadoes is complicated and still being figured out. But scientists seem to agree tornado patterns are changing, with more tornadoes happening on the same days and more tornadoes happening outside of Tornado Alley, even if the number of tornadoes overall is unchanged. This is The Hollywood Reporter writing this, by the way. In any case, the American Red Cross recently told ABC News that the climate crisis is forcing the American Red Cross to respond to nearly twice as many large disasters as we did a decade ago. So, if you're making a 2024 movie about a tornado outbreak, the likes of which have never been seen before, they say there's a rather convenient raison d'etre. I don't know how to say that. It's French. sitting right there. Simply have Daisy Edgar-Jones frantically looking at some Doppler radar and mutter an actual study statistic like, quote, the Bulletin of the American Meteorological Society projected a 6.8% nationwide increase in the frequency of supercell thunderstorms by the end of the century because of global warming, but nothing like this. That's what the Hollywood Reporter wants to be in the movie. But to hear director Lee Isaac Chung tell it, even such a throwaway reference would be like beating Red State moviegoers over the head with a DVD copy of An Inconvenient Truth. I just wanted to make sure that with the movie, we don't ever feel like it is putting forward any message. I just don't feel like films are meant to be message-oriented. Good for the director. I mean, bravo. Thank you. I want to go away and escape for 2 hours and get an even bigger bin of popcorn than this outrageously obnoxious bin of popcorn that I'm not eating at the Republican National Convention, because I'll fall asleep if I do. You can see we've barely made a dent. You know, the movies, this is a small, I think. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm showing this gigantic popcorn thing they got here at the Panther Arena, but I think it's a small. I want to go for 2 hours. I want to escape. I don't want to be lectured. I don't want to hear any subtle themes of anything, and I don't want movies to be used as propaganda. That's me. Everybody can do their own thing. There's a scene where a local farmer, played by Maura Tierney, says that storms and floods are becoming more frequent, but she doesn't mention climate change. How dare she? How dare she not mention climate change? Says, I think what we are doing is showing the reality of what's happening on the ground. We don't shy away from saying that things are changing. I wanted to make sure that we are never creating a feeling that we are preaching a message, because that's certainly not what I think cinema should be about, the director said. I think it should be a reflection of the world. Okay, at least a reflection of studio caution during polarized times when looking for a summer movie hit. The reporter concludes, the writer for the Hollywood Reporter. Maybe it's just these studios want to make money and people are not going to spend money and then get lectured. They don't want it. Is that possible? I know, what a novel idea. What a novel concept. We don't want to be lectured. So if you're going to lecture us, I'm not going to pay what is now an exorbitant amount of money to go to the movies. Between the tickets and the popcorn and the candy and the drinks and everything else, it's a lot of money. So I want to go and escape for 2 hours. I don't want to be lectured. I'm going to see Deadpool next week. I already got my tickets, Deadpool v. Wolverine. Going with my buddies, the Scope Brothers. I'm excited for that. I know I'm not going to be lectured there. Those movies are very politically incorrect. Very, very politically incorrect. No one is spared. Good. I like that. Now, look, if you want to be lectured at movies, if you want to go to a movie and be lectured for 2 hours that either men are terrible or that men are toxic, or that men are the worst, or that men are not necessary, or that men should just chop it off and just hand it into the Women's History Museum or whatever, that's fine. Knock yourself out. I don't need social commentary in my movies. I don't. And I'm glad the director didn't do this. And because of this fact, I'll go see this movie now. Because it looked good. Certain movies you want to see on the big screen anyway. You know what I mean? You want to see on the big screen because they're big. And this is what I talked about yesterday with David A.R. White and Superman himself, Dean Cain. I talked about the fact that movie theaters are important. They're important. Now, by the way, they make movies that have an actual agenda. They don't hide from that. They make Christian-based, faith-based movies. That's fine if you know what you're getting up front. Like, if it's a climate change movie, you know what you're getting. I'm okay with that. What I have a problem with is, I have a problem when they try to sneak it in subtly. But they tell me I'm not going to... They advertise it as being a big action movie about dinosaurs. But actually what it's really about is the extinction of mankind because of climate change. And you get lectured and you go, I didn't sign up for this. I mean, like, if I know what I'm getting, then fine. If I don't know what I'm getting, then not fine. Because then what's going to happen is I'm going to feel like you've fooled me into that movie seat. But we talked about with those guys yesterday the importance of keeping movie theaters going, because they create a lot of jobs and they're important. They pay a lot of property taxes. I know some people hate the idea of Hollywood because there are a bunch of lefties, but not everybody is. There's a lot of people in that industry who work very hard. The key grip people, what do you think the guys doing the set design, the building of the sets, the guys that hold the microphones, all those Teamsters that work on those movie sets, the caterers, all the small businesses, who do you think they're voting for in this election? I know who they're voting for. They're voting for Donald Trump. Now, many of them might be in California and their vote may not matter, but they hate Gavin Newsom more than anybody. And they're all voting red, those guys. people that work for a living in unions, they're 100% on board with MAGA. Of course they are, because they work for a living and they don't want to see their money just going up in flames. That's the truth. By the way, Caroline Sunshine was wonderful. Is she platinum blonde? Is that what that is? Is that platinum Matasanis? I believe that is platinum.
I mean, I'm not a hairstylist, but that's what I would classify it as, yeah.
Platinum.
I think so.
I should go platinum blonde. Do you think how I would look if I was platinum blonde?
I don't want to know.
I don't think I could pull it off.
I'm sure somebody in the Zioli army can piece together something.
Please don't.
Oh, they're great at Photoshop. They can do it.
Is that a California thing, the platinum?
Oh, for sure. That's not something we see too often in New Jersey.
No, we don't typically see that in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. And I think I would look like a freak. I'd stand out at the convention, though, if I was rocking the platinum blonde hair.
You would get more attention, that's for sure. I don't know if it would be good attention, though.
Yeah, it's true, right? Now, how come Taibbi's talking to Jack and he's not talking to us? It's my question. That's not Taibbi. Never mind.
No, I don't.
That's his doppelganger. I think Sobiech should go platinum blonde. What do you think? I think Jack would look good as a platinum blonde.
I'm sure someone in the Zioli army can take care of that as well.
Now, the New York Times is lamenting the return of Donald Trump. They have this scare piece, this horror action coming to you. Ready? It's entitled this: What Trump 2.0 Could Mean for the Environment. If Donald Trump returns to the White House, he would likely face fewer legal and bureaucratic obstacles to dramatically remake the EPA. That's right, because of Chevron, and hopefully because of Project 2025, Brad Palmer and Lisa Friedman writing this point, as President Donald Trump's sweeping attempts to roll back federal environmental regulations were often stymied by the courts, that's the woman I mentioned, by a lack of experience, even by internal resistance from government employees. But if he retakes the White House in November, Mr. Trump would be in a far better position to dismantle environmental and climate rules, aided by more sympathetic judges and conservative allies who are already mapping out ways to bend federal agencies to the president's will. Don't you love the fear factor, the fear mongering? It's going to be easier, said Myron Ebell, who led the transition at the Environmental Protection Agency after Mr. Trump won in 2016. They're going to have better people, more committed people, more experienced people. They'll be able to move more quickly and more successfully, in my view. Good. Bravo. I would like to shut the EPA down. Shut it down. What the hell do you even need it for? Is there a state in this country right now that is not going to protect its water, is not going to try to protect its air for its citizens? Of course. Every state wants to do that. I want good drinking water. I want healthy drinking water. Everybody does. Not 100% of us want to drink safe water. Like, nobody wants to turn on the tap and go, yay, look at this toxic sludge coming out. This is fantastic. Give me more of this. Mmm. A little lime juice in there. Make a toxic sludge cocktail. I have, as you know, an affinity for large ice cubes when I have a cocktail. You remember back in Disneyland, I paid $4.25 for a gigantic ice cube. Well, I make my own ice. It's a very complicated process. I have to put water to an ice cube tray and freeze it. I know. I'm very good at it, though. I'm an excellent ice cube chef, I guess, ice cubologist. I want to make sure that when my guests come over and I pour them a fine cocktail, Buffalo Trace or something, or I understand my buddy AJ and my buddy Dave have a bottle of Angel's Envy for me for bringing them to the Jack Carr event, so I'm looking forward to getting that. And my formerly pangolin-stained fingers. Well, when I pour that Angel's Envy over a nice ice cube, I want it to be clear ice, preferably made with the tears of liberals. But I want it to be clean so that my guests don't die and that nobody gets sick from drinking my ice cubes. I think it's a common sense thing. But the EPA, what they do is they wind up destroying businesses by going after those businesses with cumbersome regulations, burdensome regulations that they just make up, that are not passed by Congress, and the EPA just puts them in place. See, that's the difference. You could have the regulations passed on the federal level, and then you could have them enforced on the state level if you wanted to. Because, again, I don't know a governor who's going to go out there and go, we're hoping to poison our people, and we're hoping that they all get cancer and die, and we're hoping that we can achieve that faster with polluted water and polluted air. And we're looking to do our best. Because the argument from the left is, well, yeah, but it crosses state lines. What does? The air. Yeah, and what? So what? I don't understand your point here. What does that have to do with anything? You think the people in one state are purposely hoping to get their neighbors in other states sick? I don't get that exactly. But nevertheless, the EPA persists for now. So then what you got to do is you got to get good people in there who can reform the agency, turn it around, and make it one that is not burdensome and creates its own rules out of thin air, one that actually works. To do that, though, would require getting rid of all of the present people that are there, all the current people. And, you know, one good tell that the left is full of crap about everything, well, we know they are, but is that when you bring up Project 2025, for example, and I said this yesterday to Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, when you bring up Project 2025, and, you know, the left freaks out and go, oh, my God, bureaucrats won't be able to run this country anymore. You bring up Chevron being overturned, they go, oh, God, all these wonderful, talented bureaucrats won't be able to just do whatever they want. We have to actually answer and have the legislative process work again. If you had bureaucrats at the EPA right now who were undermining Joe Biden's wacky green climate agenda, they'd be booted out of there right on their ass. But, excuse me, kids in the car. I didn't say earmuffs. They'd be booted out so fast your head would spin. So don't give me a break, all right? Give me a break. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, as we continue along the show here today on a very, very busy convention day. And we'll be right back live from Milwaukee. Don't go away.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
We don't know who the Democrat nominee for vice president is going to be, so we can't lock in a date before their convention. To do so would be unfair to Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, Gretchen Whitmer, or whoever Kamala Harris picks as her running mate. Boom! Good for them. I love it. I like it. Unfortunately, I don't like it because I think that they're right. I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden anymore. I know I said that on Friday. Boy, times change so fast. You got to adjust political predictions like anything else. If you make a political prediction, you can't just automatically double down on it. You have to be able to be flexible and adjust accordingly. So on Friday, I ended the show by saying Joe Biden was not going to be the nominee. President Trump was almost killed on Saturday. And I said at that point, now they're probably stuck with Biden. They're not going to change it. And I actually even was thinking that no Democrat would want to be that Democrat to go down and lose to Donald Trump, because they are going to lose bigly, big time. But then the Democrats all of a sudden restarted the Get Joe Biden Out movement. And I don't think they would be doing that unless they thought they could be successful in getting him out of the race. And I think ultimately what's going to happen is they will use whatever leverage they have, because don't forget, they have the Hunter Biden laptop. They've got the corruption. They've got the Ukrainian corruption. The trial against Hunter Biden is going to start in September. Oh, by the way, Special Counsel Jack Smith has I'm reading this from a corporate media. So he's not a special counsel. He doesn't have the constitutional authority to be a special counsel. So rogue attorney, psycho Jack Smith. How about that? That's a better way to put it. And Matt DeSantis, we should call it that in the show sheet description. Rogue attorney, psycho Jack Smith, because he's not a special counsel. Judge Eileen Cannon ruled he's not. So I'm not going to call him that. I'm going to call him a rogue attorney, psycho Jack Smith. Is now formally appealing the ruling by Judge Cannon, saying that he is just simply a rogue attorney, psycho, and not special counsel. That just happened a few moments ago. They have the goods on Joe Biden, and I'm going to go back to where I was last Friday, which is that they're ultimately going to get this guy out of the race. They have to try somebody else. They have to. I don't think it's going to work. I really don't. I don't know what I don't know, but I don't think there's anybody who could possibly give him a fight. I think their best bet would probably be Michelle Obama, but I don't think Michelle Obama's going to run. And we were talking about this earlier before the show. Even if Michelle Obama does run, once she becomes a politician, whatever halo she has over her, that goes away. You know what I mean? That goes away. The minute you become a candidate, now suddenly it's a very different scenario. But I'd say that Big Mike, as her friends call her, I don't think her friends actually call her that. Let me strike that from the record. I don't think they do. So Mikey, do your friends call her that?
I don't think, probably not.
Michelle. I think in French you say Mike for Michelle, right? Don't you in French? Michelle.
I don't know.
Probably not.
I've seen Dodgeball. Michelle.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I meant. I meant that. Please take nothing to heart by my comments on
that. Don't waste the popcorn.
I'm throwing it at the camera.
You're wasting it. It's tasty.
Well, then eat it, DeSantis.
No, your hand, well,
I just washed my hands in the bathroom moments ago.
I trust you.
Or did I? I think
popcorn.
You like it?
Mm. Yeah, sorry to be crunching into the microphone.
No, very, crunch away.
Very unprofessional of me.
Crunch away. We are overworked, underpaid, and we are sleep deprived, and we are waiting for a guest who's running 30 minutes late now.
It's OAN's fault. I don't want to name names. Maybe I shouldn't have said
One American
name,
News, but... we hate you for making my guest late. It's all right. It's all right. I don't mind. No problem. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break because we have a guest hopefully coming up soon. As soon as One American News shuts their mouth and lets the guest free, we'll do that straight ahead. But we'll do 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, coming up. And hopefully our guest will show up. It's worth it. It's worth waiting for her. Believe me, I'm very excited about it. But I'm not going to say who it is just in case she doesn't show up, because that happens at the RNC. You just never know. So nevertheless, we'll do that straight ahead. 30 minutes of nonstop talk. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app. The Zeoli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
We don't know who the Democrat nominee for vice president is going to be, so we can't lock in a date before their convention. To do so would be unfair to Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, Gretchen Whitmer, or whoever Kamala Harris picks as her running mate. Boom! Good for them. I love it. I like it. Unfortunately, I don't like it because I think that they're right. I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden anymore. I know I said that on Friday. Boy, times change so fast. You got to adjust political predictions like anything else. If you make a political prediction, you can't just automatically double down on it. You have to be able to be flexible and adjust accordingly. So on Friday, I ended the show by saying Joe Biden was not going to be the nominee. President Trump was almost killed on Saturday. And I said at that point, now they're probably stuck with Biden. They're not going to change it. And I actually even was thinking that no Democrat would want to be that Democrat to go down and lose to Donald Trump, because they are going to lose bigly, big time. But then the Democrats all of a sudden restarted the Get Joe Biden Out movement. And I don't think they would be doing that unless they thought they could be successful in getting him out of the race. And I think ultimately what's going to happen is they will use whatever leverage they have, because don't forget, they have the Hunter Biden laptop. They've got the corruption. They've got the Ukrainian corruption. The trial against Hunter Biden is going to start in September. Oh, by the way, Special Counsel Jack Smith has I'm reading this from a corporate media. So he's not a special counsel. He doesn't have the constitutional authority to be a special counsel. So rogue attorney, psycho Jack Smith. How about that? That's a better way to put it. And Matt DeSantis, we should call it that in the show sheet description. Rogue attorney, psycho Jack Smith, because he's not a special counsel. Judge Eileen Cannon ruled he's not. So I'm not going to call him that. I'm going to call him a rogue attorney, psycho Jack Smith. Is now formally appealing the ruling by Judge Cannon, saying that he is just simply a rogue attorney, psycho, and not special counsel. That just happened a few moments ago. They have the goods on Joe Biden, and I'm going to go back to where I was last Friday, which is that they're ultimately going to get this guy out of the race. They have to try somebody else. They have to. I don't think it's going to work. I really don't. I don't know what I don't know, but I don't think there's anybody who could possibly give him a fight. I think their best bet would probably be Michelle Obama, but I don't think Michelle Obama's going to run. And we were talking about this earlier before the show. Even if Michelle Obama does run, once she becomes a politician, whatever halo she has over her, that goes away. You know what I mean? That goes away. The minute you become a candidate, now suddenly it's a very different scenario. But I'd say that Big Mike, as her friends call her, I don't think her friends actually call her that. Let me strike that from the record. I don't think they do. So Mikey, do your friends call her that?
I don't think, probably not.
Michelle. I think in French you say Mike for Michelle, right? Don't you in French? Michelle.
I don't know.
Probably not.
I've seen Dodgeball. Michelle.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I meant. I meant that. Please take nothing to heart by my comments on
that. Don't waste the popcorn.
I'm throwing it at the camera.
You're wasting it. It's tasty.
Well, then eat it, DeSantis.
No,
I just washed my hands in the bathroom moments ago.
I trust you.
Or did I? I think... You like it?
Mm. Yeah, sorry to be crunching into the microphone.
No, crunch away.
It's very unprofessional of me.
Crunch away. We are overworked, underpaid, and we are sleep deprived, and we are waiting for a guest who's running 30 minutes late now.
It's OAN's fault. I don't want to name names. Maybe I shouldn't have said
One American
name,
News, but... we hate you. For making my guest late. It's all right. I don't mind. No problem. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break as we have a guest hopefully coming up soon. As soon as One American News shuts their mouth and lets the guest free, we'll do that straight ahead. But we'll do 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, coming up. And hopefully our guest will show up. It's worth it. It's worth waiting for her. Believe me, I'm very excited about it. But I'm not going to say who it is just in case she doesn't show up, because that happens at the RNC. You just never know. So nevertheless, we'll do that straight ahead. 30 minutes of nonstop talk. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.